Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Kane. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Malone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon bunts in front of the plate. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Carrasquel covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Goldsberry reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Feller moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Kane covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Malone and he is safe. Doby steals second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Malone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Malone and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goldsberry moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goldsberry scores. Malone moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 1 in the game. Kane bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Malone moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Michaels moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goldsberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-1 in the game. Kane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Kennedy moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry fields it and throws to second for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Avila scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Feller bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby pinch runs for Gus Zerniel. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goldsberry hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon catches it and throws to Avila, who tags Busby for the double play. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.